Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 411, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. News Radio 92.3. It is, let me just put it in one word there, Austin. Cold.
Yes, it is.
That kind of sum it up pretty nicely, I would say.
Yeah, especially when that wind kicks in.
Yeah, temps will fall into the middle 30s this afternoon. It has continuously been falling throughout the day today. I know every 30 minutes or so I was lowering the temperature in the newscast. Lows projected for the next three nights, well into the 20s. Now, what this brings to mind, and Austin and I have been very vigilant at preparing you for this. Of course, remember the four P's. Pets, people, pipes, and plants. Keep the pets indoors as much as possible. Make frequent checks on older family, friends, and neighbors. Leave those faucets dripping to prevent frozen, busted pipes. And it's a pretty darn good idea to cover the outdoor plants or bring the potted plants inside. By the way, Ferris Hill Baptist Church over Milton has opened the cold weather shelter. I should say, will open the cold weather shelter 6:30 tonight to 8:30. You can only bring in a pet if you do bring it in. It has to be a service animal. But yeah, come on in if you're cold and you need a place to stay. Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton is open tonight.
All right. Yeah,
and they plan to be open for the next three nights, basically.
I would hope so.
Exactly.
Let's see. In just under 20 minutes from now, approximately 17 minutes, I will be giving away a pair of tickets. Let's see. Let me remember what the production is called here. Beethoven in Blue Jeans. It's
a
concert.
This is great.
Yeah, it's a concert being put on by the Sanger Theater on January 11th. I'll have a very simple prompt for you on that because I don't know anything about Beethoven, so I'm not going to expect you to know much either. But that's just my.
Just remember he has two E's in his name.
You know, it's funny. The
There's
prompt
three. Actually, three.
I knew what you meant, though. The prompt that that I had in mind, though, actually has to do with that. So I'm glad you mentioned
that. Good. You mean you're glad that I screwed that up, right?
No. You know what? We'll think of it as a hint.
There you go.
But yes,
positive thinking over here.
So yeah, in about 15, 16 minutes from now, we'll be giving those away right here on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, let's take a look at the market. Stock ending the first day of the first full trading week of 2025. Mixed. Hillary Barsky has the numbers for us.
The Dow losing steam in the final hour of trading with the major averages finishing mixed. Tech stocks were the biggest winners today, boosting the tech-heavy NASDAQ. Shares of NVIDIA climbed over 3% for a record close. Bitcoin pushing above $102,000 for the first time in a couple of weeks. Investors are optimistic about the cryptocurrency's future. Shares of Fubo TV surging 249% after the company announced that it would be merging its sports streaming service with Disney's Hulu Plus live TV service. The Dow winners: NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Amazon. The Dow decliners: Amgen, Procter & Gamble, and Honeywell. The Dow falling 26 points. The NASDAQ up 243. S&P 500 up 33. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Real quick reminder, Pickens Campground over at Gulf Islands National Seashore closed due to the incoming cold weather. The National Park Service closed the area on Sunday. All other sections of the park are open for day use. Park officials telling us that they will assess conditions before reopening that facility back up. Guess they don't want the pipes to freeze over there.
Smart.
Yeah, I would say so.
Thinking ahead of the game.
I would say so.
And one of our top stories here nationally, White House looking to secure a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas in President Biden's final weeks in office. That's what Secretary of State Antony Blinken said while traveling in South Korea today, at least. He said that there is no final agreement yet, but the last few weeks have seen a re-intensified engagement, including by Hamas. Blinken said the Biden administration intends to work as hard as it needs to for the agreement by January 20th.
So have the drones kind of freaked you out over the past couple of weeks and hearing all the reports of the drones? You know, they really silenced, haven't they? Have you heard from them recently?
No, not recently, but I still feel like I'm being watched.
Yeah, but get this. There is some local residential complaints surfacing about drone activity.
Ooh.
Now Florida Power and Light confirms, hey, they're that's ours. Don't shoot it down, whatever you do. Hey,
don't fire at it.
No. They've been conducting drone operations in the Molino and Cantonment areas. Yeah, this isn't a great idea for target practice, let me tell you.
No.
So if you guys are up there, don't do this. FPNL says the activity is only to inspect and identify any areas of concern before an outage can occur. So they're kind of putting the flag, hey, wait, don't shoot us. Do not shoot us. Anyway, that's what's going on, Molino, Cantonment, to look out for.
All righty, 4:15 here. Speaking of things to look out for, traffic and weather together. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads here, not having too much severe congestion at least, and if we are, it's in places where you'd normally expect it. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Outside of that, there's not much going on. As for the weather, 40 degrees right now. We do have a high surf advisory, but my goodness, why would you be in the water? Tonight's low is going to be 30, mostly clear. Tuesday, high of 48, low of 31. Sunny, beautiful day.
Okay, 416 News Radio 92.3. The East Coast is seeing a darn blast of winter weather that is prompting top state officials to react to this, rightly so. Grinnell Scott's all over it.
From flight cancellations in several states to reports of ice-covered trees in Kentucky taking down power lines, the weather is having an effect in the eastern U.S. In Maryland, state troopers have responded to crashes and abandoned vehicles, prompting Governor Wes Moore to urge Marylanders to stay home.
Unless there is an emergency or a reason that you need to be on the roads, please stay off and allow the emergency personnel to be able to ensure that we can get the roads clean and keep them safe.
Maryland and other eastern states closed schools and government offices Monday and will monitor weather this week to make further decisions. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Okay, we're also seeing a direct reflection of this weather front moving through the north into the country here, here in the Pensacola airport. Let me give you a snapshot, PNS International this afternoon. Of course, I do this just to make sure if you're going to pick somebody up today, that flight is on time. You don't have to wait much time at the terminal building. So here's what it is. It's not pretty. It's like it's like what I should say is there's about three flights that aren't affected is what I'm talking about. Let me start off real quick for you. Chicago, O'Hare, pretty bad shape today. This flight, United 2164, was scheduled to touch down at 1:20. Expect that flight around 6:30 tonight. Dallas-Fort Worth, American 1475, touchdown 301, expected around 5:42. Southwest 3401 coming up out of Houston. You can touchdowns 350. You can expect that about 4:15. There's a flight coming up out of Charlotte, American 5055. You can see Americans being really affected here by this weather. Touchdown 402 expected at 509. Coming up out of Houston, United 4379. Touchdown 415 delayed until 6 o'clock at this point. Atlanta, Delta Flight 3059, 4:58 touchdown, not until about 5:25 or so. Coming up out of Tampa, Silver Flight 80, 610 touchdown, now delayed until close to 6:45. Charlotte, American 5430, 620 touchdown, not until about 6:45. The flight coming up out of Nashville, Southwest 4649, 650 touchdown, not until about 7:15. And Dallas, there's another American flight for you, 1474, touchdown 6:55, now not until 8:44 tonight. And a couple of flights, last flights here, coming up out of Charlotte, American 5429, touchdown 729, now not until about 8:05. And Delta Flight 3021 coming up out of Atlanta, 8:06 touchdown now, close to 9 o'clock. And that's the mess over at Pensacola International. I always say, though, be sure and contact your air carrier first before heading out to the airport.
Yes.
Especially on days like today.
Yes, hectic
days. And tomorrow and the next day.
Oh, gosh. 4:19, we'll take a quick break. When we return, President-elect Trump and his Republican allies pushing for one powerful bill as soon as he takes office. Details on what that bill entails and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple crime program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but your finances too. Your personal info is in so many places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. If your identity's stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your subscription money back, and resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your new year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com and save up to 40% off your first year with promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
We'll have a look at all the fun things to do in Pensacola in the new year, including Pensacola Mardi Gras, SBC basketball, and so much more.
Friday at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I used to call John Henderson from Gulf Power Slowdown in honor of Eric Clapton there.
Really?
Oh, yeah, great guitar player. Not many people knew that, but John's a pretty good guitar player. Afternoon, everybody. This is Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan and Austin Price getting ready for the cold Arctic wave to be making its way in tonight. Yeah, it will be chilly around here. But you know what today is, by the way? This is a question that I would not have to answer or ask any New Orleanian, but I'm going to ask you, do you know what today is?
I know. Well, okay, I know it's 2 days. One, it's King's Day, and two, it's the anniversary of the Capitol raid, but that's all I know.
Well, you got the only one I wanted was the King Cake. I didn't care about the other one. No, it is. No better way to celebrate the King Cake Day in Mardi Gras season than with the most decadent dessert of them all, the King Cakes. And we're talking about real king cakes here.
Yes, not the cinnamon cake.
We're not talking about cinnamon buns. And then people say, oh, that's a king cake. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, today officially kicks off the start of Carnival. Remember I gave you the dissertation about Carnival and Mardi Gras? And
yes.
All right, start of Carnival and the sale of king cakes. Today's really the official day that they really put them on sale. You get a lot of these companies who want to get a jump on things. I want to do it.
Yeah.
But the tradition is it's always January 6th for King Day, one of Louisiana's most anticipated traditions. Now, there is a long history of hiding trinkets inside those king cakes.
Like a baby or something.
The modern tradition is a small plastic baby. This all started in New Orleans. Of course, Mardi Gras started in Mobile. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I have heard that.
Yeah, Mobile is the home of Mardi Gras. Commercial bakery. It's called McKenzie's. It was a great bakery over there. They've folded probably in the early 1990s or so, but they really made the king cake in their day. They popularized the baby trinket that was baked into the cakes back in the 50s. Now, like, remember, they baked these babies into the cakes.
Yes.
The babies were plastic. And that could have been dangerous.
They could have melted.
You got it. Well, so, but the real story is they originally were made from porcelain. And what happened was a lot of dental bills. People would bite into the cake and crack a tooth because of these porcelain little babies. So anyway, it's a great tradition. King cakes are amazing. And by the way, if you get to New Orleans, skip all of the roads leading to anything but Haydell's and Jefferson. Mm. Haydell's is the traditional old New Orleanian bakery. They make the king cake.
Yeah, we got one texter saying that they got their king cake this morning. So
good for them.
Tis the season.
Yeah, they got the Gambino's, Randazzo's. You got those over there, you know. But but you got the Haydell's there, darling, in Jefferson.
All
right. Right near Ochsner.
I'm going to start talking in a language you understand again. Just past 425.
I love today. It's a great day.
We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see if I can keep that positivity here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots. As for the weather, 40 degrees right now, low of 30 tonight. Tomorrow, beautiful Tuesday, but it's going to be kind of chilly. High of 48, low of 31.
You know, I have been known to walk into an establishment and look at something there they call a king cake, and I went, that's no king cake. That's not, I don't know.
Who do you think you are?
I don't know what that is, but that's certainly not a king cake. All right, President-elect Trump is hoping to have most on his agenda consensus in what he calls the big, beautiful bill.
Yes.
I could hear him say
very
that.
Trumpian of him.
And it's already taking shape here in the House and Senate. Republicans are on top of it. Fox has more on the story.
Fox has learned that he has invited a key group of Republicans to Mar-a-Lago later on this week, and that includes your House Freedom Caucus members, people who are really fiscally conservative, as well as those Republicans that belong to states like New York, where SALT is a huge deal, those state and local tax breaks, as we like to call them. Trump actually talked about how he was going to pay for all of this on Truth Social today. He said he also wants to include no tax on tips in there. That he says that it will all be made up with tariffs and much more from countries that have taken advantage of the U.S.
I know my doctor. I just wanted to kind of expand on this. My doctor Levy over in Lakeview in New Orleans, he used to always tell me, I love two of the holidays that they celebrate in New Orleans. And I would say, Dr. Levy, what are you talking about? But remember, he's a dentist, okay?
Yes.
I love Halloween. Eat that candy. And second would be the King's Day because of the porcelain button busting people's teeth. So those are the two he used to joke about.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
428 here. We'll go ahead and give these tickets away. I got a pair of tickets to Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's concert of Beethoven in Blue Jeans. Dress up or dress down for this annual celebration of Beethoven under the baton of guest conductor Laura Jackson. Going to be on January 11th, the night of, at 7:30 p.m. at the Singer Theater. All right. If you want this pair of tickets, very simple prompt for you, and Chris kind of alluded to it unintentionally last segment. Text into 850-437-1620.
I said that?
Yeah, no, I'm saying that. But spell Beethoven's name. The first person to submit it spelled correctly gets the tickets. Yes, you got to text in at 850-437-1620. First person to text Beethoven's name correctly gets those tickets.
Okay, who says I don't help you out around here?
Yes, if you were listening last segment, Chris did help you out.
There you go. Okay, home buyers, home sellers, and you're watching those mortgage numbers today. Of course you are. Mortgage rates are up for a third straight week to the highest level since July. Freddie Mac's latest primary mortgage market survey number showing the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage jumping to 6.91%, the average rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage climbing to 6.13%. It's climbing, and I don't think it's going to go the other direction for a while. So if you're thinking about buying a house, I mean selling, give it some serious thought. But first and foremost, get yourself a good realtor. That's the first and foremost suggestion I make, man. They can make a difference in the whole world. Get somebody smart that's doing the work for you. Get a good realtor.
All righty, just about 4:30 here. Do have several texters dropping in, and I am proud of you. All of you have texted the name correctly so far, but one person did it first. We will get that winner's information during the break. Got sports segment coming up after this Fox News break, and I do want to let you know it's Black Monday in the NFL, so we're going to be talking about some head coaching changes, Chris.
Yeah, we'll also look at some of those games that were this past weekend.
Yeah, there were some good ones.
There were some very interesting games.
That's one way to put it. Yeah.
Tampa Bay was going. And also, we'll dive and take that jump in the hole and talk about the Ice Flyers. It's all coming up.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Congress has certified the 2024 election results and President-elect Trump's win.
Vice President Kamala Harris presided over a joint session of the House and Senate as each state's electoral result was reported.
Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 312 votes.
The certification was without any objection, or the violence that interrupted the electoral count 4 years ago.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Several states continue to get blasted with a wintry mix of ice and snow. Much of the Central Plains, Midwest digging out as that Arctic system pushes east, targeting cities like Philadelphia and Washington.
We're seeing kind of patchy snow at this point up and down the East Coast. A little bit more significant band is back in portions of Pennsylvania. That is all going to have to ultimately drag up along the East Coast through the first half of the overnight hours.
Fox weather meteorologist Adam Klotz. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President-elect Donald Trump is reportedly considering a plan that would still apply tariffs to all nations, but instead narrow the focus, according to the Washington Post. The possible about-face comes amid concerns that the incoming president's insistence on imposing universal tariffs of 10 to 20%, while specifically targeting China and Mexico, would cause a spike in inflation. On Wall Street after the close, stocks finished mixed, with the Dow dropping 25, the S&P 500 grew by 32, and the NASDAQ gained 243. United Airlines says it expects to begin testing Elon Musk's Starlink in February for in-flight internet services and to first offer the connectivity on a commercial flight in the spring. Starlink will eventually become available on all of its flights, according to a statement from United Airlines. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The New England Patriots and Jacksonville Jaguars are joining the New York Jets, Chicago Bears, and New Orleans Saints, as all of them are looking for new head football coaches for the 2025 season, as the Pats fired Gerard Mayo and the Jaguars have waved goodbye to Doug Peterson. I think it's pretty obvious that New England will land Mike Vrabel as his next head coach, and as for Jacksonville, I think they'll find a way to lure Ben Johnson to Duval to attempt to save the career of Trevor Lawrence in an AFC South that's up for the taking. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Keep your New Year's car care resolutions and save now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $12 gift card after rebate when you purchase four or more AC Delco Iridium spark plugs for your tune-up. Or protect your engine with Prestone Universal Antifreeze and Coolant, now just $16.99 a gallon. Stop by your O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's football season, and now you can get anything you need for game day delivered with Uber Eats. Well, almost anything. You can't get a running back, but baby back ribs? Yes. Uber Eats, official on-demand food delivery partner of the NFL.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's chief financial officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress.
Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, yes, sir. I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware at Barnes Feed Store.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked extensively about the Escambia County Commission's non-decision when it comes to OLF 8. Got our monthly update from our good friend and farmer Ryan Jenkins and talked with him about the prospects of preserving farmland and what is short corn. Talked with Sheriff Johnson about a recent personnel change involving their chaplains program. And our frivolous topic for the day was, would you rather live in a world where there is no tamper-proof seals on anything? You can listen to all of those conversations at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 remembers Jimmy Carter.
Well, I think my legacy has been perpetuated, whatever it might be, between the presidency and the Carter Center, by a commitment to peace instead of constant wars.
Jimmy Carter served one term as our president, but since he left office in 1980, he set the gold standard of what a past president of the United States could accomplish. He was a man who used his faith to try to do the right thing, even though it may have cost him politically.
News Radio 92.3.
Back to Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Austin.
It's Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Jumbo music this afternoon.
That's one way to describe it, I suppose.
Probably the best way I know how to do it. It's 4:38. I do hope you're having a extremely warm Monday afternoon, because I know it's cold outside. Getting into the 20s tonight. You know, we were talking about New Orleans and King Cake. You know, we got such great texters. I love the interaction here. So one texter, what'd they say? They were talking about Rouse's, weren't they?
Yes, in Orange Beach.
Yeah, well, I go over there, too. I make a 40-mile run to a Rouse's. Hey, listen, you want to get New Orleans food, go to Rouse's. This is not a commercial for Rouse's, but I'm just telling you, I grew up on Rouse's. And as a matter of fact, it was great because during Thanksgiving, ADF Communication gave us a ham, if you remember.
Yes.
And then for Christmas, we got a nice turkey. So I complimented them with bread and pudding and, you know, all the oyster dressing and stuff like that, and just dressed it around Rouse's. That texter is a very smart person, and you're absolutely right. Rouse's, they have pretty darn good king cakes, too. Mm. If I would...
The real thing!
You're exactly... Well, you know, Rouse's from New Orleans, and I grew up on the one in Carrollton and Claiborne. That's the Rouse's in that neighborhood. So... yeah, it always makes me feel good when somebody responds to something we were talking about, like King Cakes. While we're talking about New Orleans, this isn't so pleasant. This little story, many are concerned about safety and security in New Orleans after the horrifying New Year's Day attack. We all know this. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry is saying, the U.S. needs a new Homeland Security Secretary, and we need it now.
What we should be concentrating on is making sure as we prepare for a Super Bowl in the city of New Orleans, we need Kristi Noem to be confirmed on the same day that Donald Trump is sworn in as president. And it's something that the Senate could do.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, this is something that, you know, you have to be very as reactive on as you can be.
Trump went through it his first time around. The Democrats sat on it and delayed and delayed.
Yeah.
Let's all get on the same page here, folks. Get these things pushed through so we can do some business.
Well, that's the thing. Politics can be a very spiteful game, and that's the thing. You will. You'll sit on something. You'll slow it down. You'll halt it. Whatever you got to do if it's coming from a party that's not yours, and that's very unfortunate.
Okay, let me go in your arena. Let's talk some sports here real quick here. Ice Flyers dropped Birmingham, beat them up 5-2. This is a good, that's a good omen for Pensacola.
That's a beat up, yeah.
That is. The good guys face Macon Friday and Saturday on the road, then return home to the home ice on Sunday for game three of their series. Yeah, they're doing Friday, Saturday, and then doing that doggone bus trip back. That's got to be exhausting for players. I just don't doubt it. I just know it is. Anyway, game three is against the Macon Mayhem. Puck will drop. Get this. Now, you're ready. You're usually there for 7:05, 4 p.m. drop time for the puck. So you make sure you put that down. And it's a game that they say you can discount, save money, something. I forget how they actually promoted that thing. But anyway, Ice Flyers back in action.
All right. And I mentioned this before the break. It's Black Monday in the NFL. That's the Monday after the league's regular season ends, typically seeing several head coaches fired. Yesterday, the New England Patriots fired Gerard Mayo after the team finished 4-13 in his first year as their head coach.
What did they expect him to do?
That was one of the main things I knew was going to be controversial. And you really got to worry about this when it comes to black head coaches, which Mayo was black. You know,
he was?
Yes. You'll hear people talk about sometimes black head coaches, it seems like they may get a shorter leash. I'm not saying I agree with that or disagree with that. It's just some of the social media chatter that you'll hear. But to see Mayo have to inherit a pretty broken franchise with some pretty big shoes to fill, and yeah, after one bad year, he's cut loose, I'm sure that's going to be controversial.
I'm sure his bank account has been very well kind of filled up for that.
Hopefully, yes.
I'm sure.
And this morning, the Jacksonville Jaguars firing Doug Peterson.
Not a surprise.
No, after they finished 4-13, Peterson spent three seasons with them, making the playoffs only once. And on the other side of the coin, New York Giants announced that they would be retaining their head coach and GM after finishing 3-14. And I'm sure that's something else that's going to be controversial.
They must, same politicians in New York must control that team.
Yeah, man, that's odd.
That's brutal, is what that is.
I mean, that is a franchise that has a lot of history, has won like four Super Bowls. To see them kind of be settling for what they're settling for right now is pretty rough.
Okay, the rumor is D.A. is going to Jacksonville.
Dennis Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So we'll watch that one. I'm just hearing it from inside the sports rooms over my friends in New Orleans, and that's what's kind of permeating over there.
That would be a questionable grab. I know a name that's been kind of swirling around for the Patriots in particular because he used to play for him. Former Tennessee Titans head coach Mike Vrabel. He's probably one of the more prominent names on the market. So I'm sure we're going to see some of these big names tossed around a bit.
Yeah, I was over at my vet today. I took Missy. She had to do a She got sick last week, and we had to do so. They wanted to check her out today. She's fine now. So I just want to drop this in while I'm thinking about vets and pets being sick this time of year. New warning is out from the feds. As an injectable drug meant to relieve arthritis in pets may wind up making them sick or even worse. And when they say that, it's not what you want to talk about. Fox's Jill Nato has more on the story.
The FDA's issued an open letter to veterinarians warning them about Librela. The drug's meant to treat osteoarthritis, but the FDA says it's gotten thousands of complaints about complications. So they're telling vets to be on the lookout for symptoms like paralysis, seizures, and death. They say they studied complaints from about 3,600 pet owners. It's not clear yet how many of those pets may have died as a result of the drug, but estimates say it could have been as many as 800. The drug sponsor says there are concerns of overreporting of possible Librela-related symptoms due to social media activity. Jill Nato, Fox News.
If you have a pet and you have problems getting the pet to eat dog food, I've come to you with a big smile on my face after years of trial and error. Oh, you cannot imagine this trial and error on this one here. I tried the farmer's dog.
And how was it?
They killed it, man. They loved it.
Wow, really?
I went, oh my gosh, where have you been all my life? No, it was pretty darn cool. I mean, absolutely faces in the bowl, gone. Loved it.
Very nice.
It was absolutely good news. I like that.
And here's some not so good news. Very controversial news, actually. We're kind of in that transitional period moving on from sports, but this isn't all about sports. It's actually about a media scandal as well.
And dogs and news and airplanes.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. A former hairstylist for Fox Sports alleges in a lawsuit that former host Skip Bayless offered her $1.5 million for sex. The lawsuit filed against Bayless and Fox Sports says he made repeated unwanted advances toward her. Lawyers for Nushin Farahi says that she was forced to endure a misogynistic and racist workplace, and she says Bayless told her he could change her life if she had sex with him. Chris, this is a very developing story. There's been some documents that are swirling around online, and obviously rumor mills are spurring from it. But I got to tell you, this is something that, based on what I've gathered, is going to get a lot bigger before it dies down. This is a pretty big story.
And it's a dangerous story.
Yeah.
Just on actions, male, female actions. You know, it's okay. Just stay on top of that one.
Yes. We will.
Okay. It's 444. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Can't decide between grabbing a Pop-Tart or maybe a Krispy Kreme donut on the way out to work?
I've been there.
Well, you might be in luck here, folks. Pop-Tarts has teamed up with Krispy Kreme to bring you three new flavors for your money. Carb loading. Get it? Carb loading.
Yeah.
The Krispy Kreme Pop-Tarts Crazy Good Donuts Collection. Those crazy, crazy people over there at Krispy Kreme. It's available starting today for a limited time at Pensacola locations.
Wow, all right. Very there nice. Pop-Tarts are firing on all cylinders.
Did you see that dough bowl? No, mayonnaise bowl where they dump the mayonnaise?
Yeah. Yeah, it's gross. As I said, that's what happens to the winner. So
I would stipulate that in my contract. If I win this bowl, I am not going to get that mayo dumped on me.
I'm sure the coach could avoid it if he wanted to.
It looked just absolutely fun.
Just past 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is insuredbyricky.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Did have a texter letting us know earlier. Looked like some cop cars were whizzing down Barrancas headed towards downtown.
I've been down that rabbit hole before.
Yes. Doesn't appear like there's any congestion going on that's standing out down there, but nonetheless, we'll keep an eye out for that. Outside of that, it's just some minor congestion in the usual spots you'd normally expect this time every day. As for the weather, 40 degrees, low of 30 tonight, mostly clear. Tomorrow, going to be another sunny, beautiful day. High of 48, low of 31. So we're going to see that sun come out a bit more. But we're going to see that chilliness remain.
I don't think we can overkill this. Reminding you of the four P's tonight, of course, pipes, pets, plants, people.
Yes.
Just take care of everybody here. Keep those pets indoors. Make checks on the older folks, friends, neighbors. Leave the faucets dripping. And good idea to cover the plants or bring the potted plants inside. That is extremely good advice for this evening.
Well, and you're right. You can't kill that, especially over these next few days. You need to get used to hearing it because it's going to get frigid. 4:47, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. At around this time every hour, I'd like to get you your Wall Street numbers. Stocks closing mixed to start another shortened trading week. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 25 points to 42,706. S&P 500 rose 33 points to 59,75. And the NASDAQ climbed 243 points to 19,865.
News Radio 92.3, this is a kind of an interesting story. I dug it up and I wanted to pass it on to you because I thought, might be interesting for somebody to figure this one out. Apple's personal assistant, Siri,
yes,
has been exposed as a personal spy. Eben Brown has more on Fox and Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Hey, Siri, how much money you got? Apple is agreeing to settle a class action lawsuit that argued its Siri personal assistant, accessible through iPhones, iPads, and Mac computers, had been violating users' privacy. The settlement amount is $95 million in cash. The case was filed in the U.S. District Court in Northern California. Those plaintiffs argued the digital assistant would record conversations even when being inadvertently activated, and that users expected those conversations to be private. But the recordings were transmitted to Apple and disclosed to third parties like advertisers, whose products would appear in ads on their phones shortly after they were discussing them. The judge in the case still needs to agree to the settlement. $95 million represents a very tiny sliver of Apple's yearly profits, which exceed well over $90 billion on average. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
That was one of the worst Fox pauses we have ever seen.
They're driving me crazy with these things. Scamby County Fire Rescue encourages you to practice space heater fire safety and know the potential risk associated with home heating equipment. Very important topic of discussion. According to the National Fire Protection Association, space heaters account for 4 out of 5 home heating fire deaths. 3-foot buffer. Just remember the 3-foot buffer from the front of that unit, 3 feet out, around 360 degrees. Do not put anything in that buffer zone. You will thank me one day.
Yes, and we were talking about some of those, some of that invasive technology, such as Siri. But the FBI says the attacker who drove a truck through a crowd in New Orleans on New Year's Day used Meta smart glasses to scout the scene. So here's some other technological news for you. The 42-year-old male stayed at a rental home in the area for 2 months before the attack, and he recorded video with the smart glasses as he bicycled through the French Quarter.
Isn't that something? Former and incoming First Lady Melania Trump will be the focus of a new documentary. I hope it's fair to her, because all the documentaries they've done in the past have not been. You know, she's really gotten the short end of the stick on this thing. Fox's Daria Albinger has the details.
Amazon Prime Video says the documentary, which is now being filmed, will provide viewers with what it calls an unprecedented behind-the-scenes look at Melania Trump and promised a truly unique story. It follows Mrs. Trump's self-titled memoir released late last year. The former model's taken steps to maintain her privacy, even while serving as First Lady, focusing mostly on raising their son, Baron. The film is also the latest link between Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and Mr. Trump. The company's already announced plans to donate $1 million to the president-elect's inauguration fund and said it would stream his inauguration on its Prime Video service. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
She did a pretty good job with him, with Baron, I'm talking about. She speaks 7 languages. Baron speaks 3, and I think his most comfortable language is Romanian.
I speak 1.
I do too, very badly.
yeah, we speak half English. 4:51 here, we'll take a quick break. When we return, researchers say this can boost your mood after a rough day. Find out what this is and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There is a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dylan Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price doing it right now.
Yes, on Pensacola right now.
Happy Friday. Happy Monday.
I wish.
Where am I at? happy Monday afternoon. Thanks for having us along in the ride. We do appreciate it. Gets cold outside when you're not in that car, so we appreciate you letting us jump in there. Yeah, temps fall into the 30s this afternoon. What do you have over there for temps right now?
All right.
Well, I know you're getting into. Why don't you go ahead and.
I was about to say, it's almost 4:55 anyway.
Take care of this.
This weather and traffic update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. We'll look at the weather first here. 40 degrees right now, low of 30 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 48, low of 31. Going to see that sun out a bit more throughout your Tuesday. So it's nice weather. It's just chilly weather. As for the roads, let's see. Still got some issues on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. I-10, traveling westbound. Passing the I-110 north ramp and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. But those are areas where you'd expect some pretty heavy congestion this time every afternoon.
Okay. This lady's so hardworking. Representative Michelle Saltzman, who I'm talking about. She's organized a community blanket drive through Friday. Yes, as cold weather moves this week, many in our community are struggling to stay warm. New blankets of all sizes can be donated at their office, at Ms. Saltzman's office, at 3212 South Highway 95A. This is in Cantonment. Coordinate the drop-off by texting or calling 850-207-5024. They say that to coordinate because they may not be in the office. They don't want you, if you say, for instance, you were going to donate and you lived in Gulf Breeze,
right,
have to drive all the way up to 95A in Cantonment, and they wouldn't be there. So they're just saying coordinate the timing, but they do welcome your donations.
Okay. You know, mentioned this before the break. Researchers say walking can boost your mood after a rough day. That's right. Reportedly, feelings of depression go away with the more steps we take. The research looked at 33 studies monitoring the activity of almost 100,000 adults using smartphones and fitness trackers, finding that those who had higher step counts noted less depression symptoms. The study is based on data from 13 different countries, with participants ranging in age from 18 to 91 years old. Those who logged 7,500 daily steps were 42% less likely to have depressive symptoms.
Yeah, the problem is getting up that urge to go out there and do that. You know, after you've worked all day long, you've put 10 hours in at work or something. And a lot of people like to just come home and fall into that lazy boy. You know, just kind of relax a little bit.
Well, especially around here where this is a time period where it's very cold, but typically it's very hot in this area.
Right. You drive a truck, right? That's right.
I do.
You drive a truck. Okay. So maybe if you are thinking about purchasing a vehicle, whether it be a truck or a car or so, America is looking for smaller rides. Jeff Manasso explains the situation.
Americans are downsizing their cars at record rates, the trend according to new data from Edmunds, due to economic pressures, high car and gas prices, and interest rates. With about a $19,000 gap between the average compact and mid-sized SUV, according to Edmunds, that says the shift towards smaller cars is also about practicality. Compact and subcompact SUVs still offer a higher riding position with better fuel economy and advanced features, all at a lower price point. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
You know, Chris, I think it was late last week we touched on a guy who was trying to hijack a Waymo. Well, we got another story that's different, but it's about Waymos.
This is good.
A tech entrepreneur from Los Angeles says he recently missed his flight home after getting trapped in a Waymo on the way to the airport. Mike Johns says that the issue happened in Scottsdale, Arizona in mid-December when the self-driving car he was riding in wouldn't stop making circles in a parking lot. On Sunday, a Waymo spokesperson told the LA Times that Johns was delayed by about 5 minutes, then driven to his destination. The spokesperson blames it on a software glitch that has since been resolved, adding that Johns was not charged for his ride in the Waymo vehicle. Yeah. We're talking about technology. Technology glitches out. If your computer or video game system will do it, what the heck? A car is going to be no different.
Okay, 458 News Radio 92.3. A little bit to the north of the U.S., Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced he plans to resign amid growing criticism of his leadership. He has a very liberal government up there.
He does.
And the people are just saying, time to button down a little bit. Let's get a little more conservative.
With the punitive approach to taking to anything from mining to all the way through to the development of oil and gas, excessive carbon taxes, making life more unaffordable, spending like mad, seeing the increase in inflation. I think we've had parallel experiences over the last 4 years.
Okay, six words, and it's time for a change. That's what they're saying, okay?
Mm, I mean, that's fair. Trudeau, yeah, he's a pretty controversial guy. A lot of his controversial nature is spoken amongst Americans, and we don't really have a dog in the fight directly. But yeah, he's. I would say it's time for a change, you know, just as an outsider looking in.
I see he didn't go for being the governor of the 51st state of the U.S., right?
Yeah, no, he didn't like that idea.
That was a little bit off base there. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk about Okaloosa getting stuck for a bill for that SSUS.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.